Illinois State Representative Terry Bryant's on the line. Morning, Terry.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good. Well, you know, our friends in Murfreesboro didn't want to hear about that rain. There's a lot of other places they didn't want to hear about it either in your district.
Oh, I know. And you go down around Wolf Lake and then even up in Perry County, rain is not a welcome sight right now.
Well, you were in Grand Tower Wednesday.
I was in Grand Tower, and I was in Wolf Lake with the IEMA director. They're making some repairs to the levee in Wolf Lake that I think are going to be permanent repairs. So they were trucking in thousands and thousands of pounds of riprap. They've extended an area of the riprap and some other products about 100 yards out and 100 yards the length of the levee, and they think that's going to take care of a lot of the sand boil problems they've had there.
Yeah, I know they've had some, which is really an interesting hydrological issue. If you've got to go down there and actually see it for yourself before you really get what that is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But, you know, the damage that was done in your district and other districts, I know the governor opening the emergency center when it comes to communications, making sandbags, you know, available using Department of Corrections folks. But, you know, this is, the fact is, a widespread area affected and a lot of damage that we still haven't fully learned. And, of course, the tab that goes along with repairs.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, in Murfreesboro, there's an area down close to Riverside Park that always floods. But when I was walking those doors during the last election, it became pretty evident the property taxes for those folks in that area are extremely high, and their properties are damaged every time the floods happen, and they're carrying really an unfair burden on taxes. Someone really needs to go down and take a look at the property taxes for that area and explain why they're taxed as high as they are.
You know, that property tax issue is one of the issues that might actually be interesting in another context. Now, the Associated Press says that Speaker Madigan has chosen, or is in the process of choosing, some envoys to reach out to Governor Warner to find the areas in which there may be some agreement, some areas of compromise in an effort to get the budget. I wonder if property tax is one of them. It would make sense that it is, especially some of the noises made on both sides. But if you, I know you're back in Springfield in session today. What do we expect from this envoy relationship? Is this, I mean, this on the heels of that meeting, is this a sign that we're seeing some movement, or are we just seeing the attempt to look like something's being done?
No, I think there's a real attempt. I know there is by the rank and file members. There have been some small groups, I think you and I have talked about before, that have been meeting very quietly behind the scenes. I think the evidence of the legitimacy of this movement happened 2 weeks ago when the Speaker and the Governor met. They only met for about 15 minutes, but it was just the two of them. No staff, no media. That is when things really do get done in Springfield, when you have very little a pomp and circumstance involved with it, when there's not a lot of trumpets blowing, just very quiet meetings. To me, in the 3 years that I've been here now, that was maybe one of the most significant meetings. I don't know what was said behind closed doors, but just the fact that the two of them met alone with no staff is really important. Maybe they were able to kind of just say, look, I need this. I'll back off of this. But certainly the property tax issue is significant, both in that we get relief, but also so that we find another way to fund our schools, so we're not so dependent upon property taxes.
What about these programs now that have said we're at the end of our rope? Yesterday at this time, I was talking with the folks from the pre-K programs, Williamson County. That's five districts there. You know, you've got the Women's Center in Carbondale in your district, mm-hmm. saying, look, we can't go any farther. We are now done unless something is done for us. There's a new air of desperation in Illinois when it comes to social services.
Well, not just the social services, but I did meet with someone from the Women's Center yesterday before coming up here. But we also have doctors and dentists. The ones who have stayed, they've been at their end for a long time. Some of them haven't been paying staff. Some of them have, you know, mortgaged their homes. Some of them have used the last of their retirement. And they're staying because they love Illinois, and in particular, Southern Illinois. So Yeah, there are a lot of people that are at their end. I will tell you that I believe that it is the majority of the rank and file members here in Springfield are basically saying we're not going home May 31st without a budget. So the leaders have got to get on board, or we've got the votes to pass it without them. Of course, the significance is always whether or not the speaker will call the bills that need to be called. But just like we saw last year, his members can pressure him to call something that maybe he would have preferred not to. And I think we're going to start seeing that a lot.
Here's the thing, Terry, and you and I both know it, and that's a second order of effect. I don't think people have come through the funnel yet. I'm quite frankly, I don't think I have because the numbers are too big. We are... The bill has not been paid. You know, the debt that goes up, the pension liability, the backlog of bills, the Medicaid payments, the hospitals that have not received payments and are really behind in arrears to the point where saying, oh, you got the insurance, the state of Illinois, we can't help you anymore because we can't take the bills anymore, all right? The point I think I'm trying to make is the tab has not been paid on any of this, and it's coming. And you think what you're paying now is high for taxes, it's going to go up. If the grand bargain is passed, this idea when I spoke with the Home Builders Association last week, a 6.25% tax on any repair or remodeling you do in your home. Just one tiny slice of this rather large piece of legislation. The bill's coming due, Terry. It's time to pay up. And I think Illinoisans have not understood the magnitude of what that represents.
Well, I think that's very true. They don't realize the magnitude of it. We also have to realize that we cannot continue to spend the way we have. It's, you know, even in our social service organizations, would love to be able to spend, you know, as much as every organization wants us to spend, but those days are gone. And it is it's a real realization that we're all going to have to wrap our minds around because, in essence, we've become equivalent to a third world country right now. We have everything going for us, oil, gas, wind, rivers, you name it, good education programs, everything. And we have not managed them well as a state because we've continued to spend money that we didn't have. So it's going to be a real belt tightening, both for the state, for social service organizations, and unfortunately, the taxpayers are going to get hit again, and it's not fair to them. But, you know, I always invite everybody, if you don't want your taxes raised, then tell me what you want cut. If you don't want cuts, then tell me what taxes you want raised. And in the meantime, as I continue to say to you, we have to reform the way we do business. So I think there is some movement on the workers' comp bill, and hopefully we'll see that move very quickly as well.
Well, Tom Miller's rule number four for life is to have a really good screw-up, you need everybody's cooperation.
Senator Luckefeld said many times that he wasn't sure that we had the stomach to do what needs to be done, and he didn't mean just the legislators. He means every citizen of this state, because we really are going to see a lot of pain going forward. But that pain is going to be necessary to get those doctors paid, the insurance paid, the pensions paid, to get us back on track with our insurance issues. It's going to be a tough row, but I think we're in it for the long haul.
Yeah, and then Medicaid and the changes in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. because under Pat Quinn, we went all in with the Obamacare Act. There are a lot of moving pieces on the table. What was your takeaway when former Governor Edgar, Paul Simon Public Policy Institute appearance last week on the campus of SIU says, you know, Rauner's the problem, basically?
Yeah, I was actually there.
What was your takeaway from that statement from the former governor?
Well, he made a couple statements. One in particular, he said that he did not believe that Mike Madigan was the problem. And I'm not, you know, I'm a big fan of former Governor Edgar, but I'm not sure what dimension he's living in to say something like this is not Madigan's fault. I can tell you that, you know, I don't agree with Governor Rauner on everything, but he's been here for less than 3 years. Speaker Madigan has been there for 40. And what we're seeing now are issues that are catching up to us from decades of problems. I'll own the problems that we have for the 3 years that we haven't, you know, we've been here going on 3 years now and 2 years of not having a budget. But for someone to say that Speaker Madigan is not the problem, I'm not really sure where they're living, because they're not living in the world that the rest of us are.
Yeah, because those bills that we're experiencing, they're not 3 years old. They're a lot longer than that pack of past due bills on the desk are growing every day. Illinois State Representative Terry Bryant.